Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Linehan.
All right, here we are starting September. This is the fourth, if you're listening, the day that it is published. And this is episode 172. Before I start, I wanted to thank the Elite Music Awards people. We won our first award for this podcast, and I'm just blown away. And I want to thank them so much. There's Emma over there. It is for, let me just read this, because I'm not really... It's Podcast of the Year, Songwriter Connection, awarded June 2024. And this is the first time I had a chance to tell you and thank you. Thank our listeners all over the world and all the guests that have been on the show. I'm just so proud to receive that. And like I say, blown away. Most of all, I want to thank my lovely wife, Patty, who allows me to at least once a week turn this dining room into a radio and podcast studio. Without Patty, we would not be here. So it's really her award too. So excited about our next guest because she's been on in the past. And, you know, we talk a lot about the advice that I like to give is to be your own genre. You know, create who you are, find your voice. Sometimes you take a little here, a little there, and you come up with your own thing because, you know, there wasn't a Taylor Swift before Taylor, and there wasn't a Whitney Houston before Whitney, or Taylor Swift. All these great people have come up and built their own genres, found their own way. And our artist has done that today, too. Artist songwriter. Let me tell you, she takes a little bit of gospel, a little bit of roots, Americana, a little folk, a little rock. I've heard her described like a throwback to the 70s songwriter artist, but with a contemporary flair. And you put that all together and you get Judy Pastor. Hi, Judy.
How are you? Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm looking over your list. You've been very busy. Just some of the things I want to talk about. She was the 2021 winner of the Americana Folk Award, Best Artist at the Josie Awards. You have won awards, Canadian Covenant Award, mm-hmm. which is kind of the Canadian version.
It's like the American Dove Award.
Of the Dove Awards.
Yeah.
There you go. Three-time nomination of the Gospel Music Association. Mm-hmm. And you've recorded with the Gaithers? Really?
I did.
Come on. Seriously?
Yeah.
You've done so much. And you've just released a new record. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that a little bit and the adventure, the journey.
Yes. Uh-huh. Quite the journey. It's called Road to the Sun.
Road to the Sun.
Yes. And I wrote the title track with Steve Dean and Bill DeLuigi.
Two great writers in this
town. Two great writers.
Who have been on this show.
Yes.
It's about time we got Billy back.
Yes.
Yes.
And we had a blast writing for this record. And Road to the Sun is kind of the journey of... Actually, that song originally was going to be Road to Summer was the idea. But of course... That was too common for me. I didn't want that. I was like, nah, that's not cool. I wanted something cooler. I was like, how about Road to the Sun? That's more my life. And so we did. And the album is, it's 11 songs mm-hmm. of the journey of my life, really. But I'm so glad that some of the songs have already traveled really far, like Chop Wood Carry Water is one that I released
favorites.
As a single.
With Boo Ray, right?
With Boo Ray. And we just remastered a few of the previous singles, so everything's fresh for the record.
Good.
And then a bunch of new songs on there.
Where do you record?
These were recorded, most of them, with Sean Byrne. It's called Great Hill Recording at his place in Nashville.
Okay.
And Joe Spivey had a pretty big hand in my pre-production.
Joe Spivey is something else. We're going to talk about him down the line.
He's, and being my band leader and stuff like that. So he's
That's
been
great.
And came in and did a lot. I did fiddle and mandolin, bouzouki, a bunch of instruments on the record. And so it's got his I call it fiddle fire.
That's a good way to describe it. Yeah. So he's your band leader, huh?
He is. I mean, he just kind of fell into the role. So
That's great.
It's been really nice.
Of course, he plays with his other band around town.
Well, he's with the Time Jumpers.
The Time Jumpers. You know, I mean, we're legendary.
Yeah.
That's the band that Vince Gill, when he's not on the road with Eagles, just pops in and starts singing with, right?
Yeah.
Joe's a heck of a player. Mm-hmm. So that's great. And you see, this is like the whole journey of your life, really. I mean, these songs are very close and dear to your heart, aren't they?
I mean, I honestly feel like each record that I do, or each single even, it's kind of like that self-fulfilling prophecy, almost, what they talk about. Like, if it hasn't already come true, I seem to end up walking out my songs, which is weird, but that's, yeah. I don't know. They just come from a place that's personal, you know? I mean, that's how songwriting usually is, except it depends. If you're like in a pop genre market, it might not be personal, but it has to come from somewhere.
It has to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I think you just hit it on the head. This is what this show is all about. I mean, you can make up stories, but you know what? You write what you know and what you've lived, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even like the title track, Road to the Sun, you'll hear the lyrics of the song, but I mean, it's more of a mysterious kind of life song. It's nothing, it's kind of like Chop Wood, Carry Water. They're not super specific. I mean, not all my songs are like that, like storytelling, but yet there's a theme and there are like common themes throughout this record. I think it's kind of like just that, like if you ever, when I was little, I listened to Carole King, you know, Tapestry, that record.
Oh, that's Patty's favorite record.
And it's such a beautiful record. I mean, I have a brother that's 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
And so I heard all these like singer songwriters. He was already playing them in my house when I was little. And
so those all influenced you a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I heard songs. I didn't know I was a songwriter at the time, but I heard songs that I thought were like, these are amazing songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it touched you.
Definitely.
It got you thinking in that direction.
I think so.
Yeah. When did you start playing music and writing your own?
I wrote my first song at 8 years old. I asked my parents for guitar lessons and they said, okay. And they got me guitar lessons, and she was kind of folky, this local teacher.
Yeah.
And she was teaching out of a guitar store.
Okay.
And like a little guitar center type store, you know?
Yeah.
And she used to make me figure out songs by ear.
Oh.
So that's...
Train your ear.
She did. She trained my ear at 8 years old. So, and then I put my first, I think I had like a poem that I put to like two of the chords, like it was maybe like D and A or something like that, like easy chords.
Two chords in the truth.
Yeah.
Two chords in a poem. In a poem.
The truth and a child, you know?
Yeah.
And there it was. There was my first song.
Awesome.
Very organic.
Yeah. And you hooked right away?
I mean, I think that over the... Yeah, I was hooked. I mean, it was a hobby in the beginning. I didn't know... You know, growing up in the Northeast...
You grew up in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Right? And they don't really like tell you that you could like do music as like a life option. It's more like a little hobby that you do on the side of like...
Yeah.
Going to college and maybe having a trade or being a lawyer or whatever, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I didn't really know that it was an option, so until I kind of started doing it.
It's funny how many times I hear that story. Kim McLean is a dear friend and has been on this podcast, said, I didn't know it was a thing. And when I found out it was a thing, songwriter, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. She'd go home and pray to God, give me the gift of songwriting.
Uh-huh.
And it worked out real well for her.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting. We don't know these things. It was the same thing where I was growing up, you know, in Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. You think about that, you know.
Yeah.
But when it dawns on you, it's like, wow, you know.
Well, I got paid my first $100 cash to sing at a private party in Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, most beautiful place on earth.
It is a really beautiful place. And that's kind of when I got hooked. I was like... You're kidding, because I had the best time like playing my songs.
And how old were you?
I was in my 20s,
yeah,
which I'm not now.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, it was
just a couple.
And probably about maybe like 23.
23?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And and that was amazing. And so after that, I was like, I think I'm going to pursue this. And like, you know.
I think I want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early validation. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, this new record's amazing. You had a big party to celebrate the release at the City Winery here in Nashville. It's a great venue.
Man,
you had a blast, didn't you?
I did. I had a full band, Joe Spivey and Brad Albin, who's the bass player from the Time Jumpers. So two Time Jumpers.
Wow.
I have a young drummer. He's a recent Belmont graduate named Tyler Bach. He's just incredible. He keeps up with the guys.
There's a musical name, Tyler Bach.
Yeah, he's great. And so he played drums. And then my producer, Sean Byrne, came and played electric guitar and did the background vocals because he did them on the record. So it was just
very cool.
A no-brainer. Yeah, and we had a full audience and
full room. It's good.
Yeah, it was really fun, and we have friends and family, and so it was special. And
I bet. I love that. It's one of my favorite places to see a show.
Thank you.
Well, I want to play a song from the record, and when you were here last time, you played it acoustically for us and sang it. But we're going to hear the produced version.
Cool.
Because you talk about songs being personal and about you. This one here, oh my, this has got quite the story behind it.
Yes.
And I will never forget the first time I heard this, your husband Megan showing me the picture of the picture on the wall.
Yes.
And so tell us the rest of this story, and then we'll play the song.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So when I was just a baby, it might have even been before I was born, I'm not sure, but my parents purchased a painting. It was a large painting, and my mother tells me that it's the first like big thing they ever bought together.
Mm.
And I know, I didn't know that last time we talked, but anyway.
Wow.
And they hung it up in the living room, and it's a picture of a girl playing an acoustic guitar, sitting on a couch and kind of looking over or down at the guitar, and very obviously a singer-songwriter, but I was a baby crawling around under this painting. And so when I was sharing with my husband about the painting, which my mom still has, which one day I will have, I said to Megan, my husband, I grew up to be the picture on the wall. And that's how the song was inspired.
How about that?
I wrote it with Greg Wilson.
And he's another great songwriter who's been on here. So this is Picture on the Wall. Cool story. Judy Baster on her Songwriter Connection podcast.
There's a picture on the wall at my mama's house. There's a girl that I look up to sit above the couch. Just looking at it, it was prophetic. Girl and her guitar.
Started with that picture on the wall.
How about that? It's where it all began, right? Right there. I have an idea for you, Judy. Here's what you should do.
Okay.
That picture is so cool because I've seen it. But I think what you should do is you can make a pose just like that with the lady and your guitar.
Okay.
Looking down just like her.
And do a new picture on the wall.
And do a new picture on the wall.
I should do it.
Yeah, you should do that, okay. You know?
We need to figure out who's going to do that.
Yeah. Barbara Parker. Obviously you can take a picture of you doing that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then there are programs that you can make it look like a drawing.
Oh,
like
yeah,
painting,
right.
You know,
sure.
I mean? Yeah. But you can at least do that,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I think I should do it. I'll give you credit for it.
Oh, good.
Well, part credit.
I'm good for something.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's really a great song. And it's really kind of spooky to think about it. I mean, it was there for as long as you can remember on the wall. It must have had some influence.
I mean, it's just weird. That's why there's that line in the song, you know, it was poetic. It was prophetic.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what else do you say about it?
Yeah, really.
I mean, it's just kind of strange.
Did you ever find out who painted it?
Yeah, it's this guy, Hal Singer. He was like a folk artist kind of thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't think he's living anymore. Uh-huh. But
makes the picture worth more.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I know. But I can't, like, actually, we were thinking about using it for like a video or something. And but my mom, it's like, I don't want to ask her to ship it, like take it down off the wall.
Yeah.
For one thing, like my father's not around anymore, you know, he passed. And so it's like, that's like their first purchase together. And like,
yeah, that means so much.
Their daughter kind of grew up to look like the picture and like is an artist and a writer.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to take that down.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. What did your mom say when she first heard the song?
Oh my God. She loves the song.
Yeah. I bet she just brought tears.
I mean, she loves all my songs, but she's like, she just gets such a kick out of like being a part of the song. You know?
I bet. Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
That's something. So she's still in Philadelphia.
Yeah, she's outside Philly.
Well, that's great. You just visited recently.
I was just visiting. I sat in with a jazz band and played some songs. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So she got to come out and she was just, I have some pictures or she's just like looking at me like,
you got to share those with me before you leave.
I will. I'll show you. It's so cute.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. I feel like I know her, though I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are doing so many amazing things. You're writing with big hit writers in this town, and you've got people like Joe Spivey doing your band. I mean, you got to be pretty proud of where you're at this point.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and the TV, every time I turn around, Judy Pastor somewhere, you're doing a lot of TV work, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of started back in 2023. I started to be asked to host like Country Fix, which is a country video show.
Uh-huh.
So as like, I went on as a host. So I went on as myself.
Yeah.
You know, talking and reading from a teleprompter. And then people were seeing me on TV. They're like, I saw you on TV today or whatever. And I'm like, yep. And I did that a couple times.
And where does that air? Where do you
it airs like
Country Fix?
It's on Fox and the CW, a bunch of different Heartland TV.
Fantastic.
Bunch of networks.
Yeah.
And it's got like a 200 million, I might be, don't quote me, but I think it's like a span of 200 million people or something like that. You know, it's cool.
That is very cool.
Did some other TV stuff. Jimmy Bowen, I did that. And I was a guest as myself. Mm. I got to sing and be interviewed and stuff. So always kind of wanted to be an actress or actor, they say, when I was little. So I guess that didn't pan out, you never know, but then I'm doing some other TV stuff too, upcoming.
You got a big project coming up, and I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's this lyrics?
So it's called Women Behind the Lyrics. Women Behind the Lyrics. And it's a kind of a female-driven production company. It's called Synapse, I think is how you say it. They're an entertainment company, and they had an idea to get four women. They weren't all originally from Nashville, but now not originally from Nashville, but they weren't all residing in Nashville originally, but they all are. It ended up, and I was invited in as one of the artists.
Very
cool.
So
we're going on tour together in another year, in 2025, in the fall.
Great.
On a big bus. And they've already started filming us in Nashville. They've come to Nashville, the film crew, a couple times now.
Good.
Filmed some of our shows. Basically, it's supposed to be about like singer-songwriters that are, you know, trying to do this as a living or doing it as a living. And it's kind of like the ups and downs of that. And then it's like putting the four of us on tour together and we're singing on each other's songs and But supposedly they're not going to pit us against one another. It's in the contract. Like, good. No fights. At least no made up ones. Good. So hopefully it's going to all...
Kind of a reality approach.
Yeah, it's like a reality TV show.
But they don't want the... And a lot of those reality shows, they want that agitation.
You know? Yeah, they do.
But that's cool that they're not going to this time.
They're not supposed to, so...
So it's going to be all... Like camaraderie and all boats rise kind
of
thing.
It's supposed to be like that. But of course you put four women on a bus, on a tour bus that don't know each other and a film crew. It's kind of like,
Look out.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, the four of us, we wrote our first song together pretty recently and we already cut it.
Nice.
Yeah. They want to release it as
now,
like.
Can you say who the other girls are?
I can say. It's myself, Wendy Moten.
Wendy Moten.
Yeah.
So y'all know Wendy Moten? One of the best singers around. She was on, The Voice?
She was first runner-up on The Voice.
Should have won it,
A couple seasons ago. She's amazing.
She is amazing.
As her voice is her instrument, and then the other three of us play guitar and or keyboard and sing, too.
So who else? Wendy?
So it's myself, Wendy. Delaney Ann is a singer-songwriter here in Nashville. Actually, she might be moving to Texas because her husband's in the military. But she's... You know, she's been in Nashville for a while now. She's great. Very, awesome. More pop country.
Yeah.
And then Sarah Harrelson is the fourth, or however you look at it, whatever. She's one of the ladies. And she is a singer-songwriter, more like kind of almost like Americana country, but pop too.
Again, bending the genre.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Becoming your own persons.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. That's very cool. When does it start to air? When will we see these episodes?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Because they have to film that tour. It takes a really long time, evidently.
Well, they're going
to
film the tour first.
Yeah, they're filming. They've started the filming already. But it's... So they're going to do different seasons. And we're the first season.
Nice.
And it's the country episodes. Okay. Or the country season.
Okay.
I really don't have any more details than that. I don't know if it's going to get... Like, it's got to get to be filmed, edited... And then be placed.
Yeah.
So that's not, you know, we don't know. I mean, they're very positive about it, and I can only be positive because, I don't know.
Sounds like a show I want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. You keep
Thank
me posted
you.
On that.
Okay? I will.
Absolutely. Well, let's play another song from this great CD that you have out right now. We're going to play Growing Pains, right?
Yes.
Tell me that story, too.
Okay. Actually, well, we just happened to pick out the two I wrote with Greg Wilson. I wrote two songs with him on the record.
He's my buddy.
So,
I know him.
Yes, I know. He's amazing. I haven't written with him now since these songs, but he is a great writer.
Yeah, he is.
This one is about like the challenges that you face when you want to like change something in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes change is easy, but typically when you think about making changes... It's hard, you know? And that's what this song is about, but it's kind of like inspirational and kind of rocks and has Joe's fiddle fire and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about Joe.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite tracks of the new records. Growing Pains, Judy Pastor, Pastor, not O-R, on the Songwriter Connection.
What I've counted on, I held on too long. No better time for letting go. I wanna be me, the me I'm meant to be. Ain't no holding me back anymore. Change is a challenge, sometimes a mountain. Feels like I'm climbing uphill. Dig out. Is all
It's called Growing Pains. It's from the new Judy Pastor album. She is our guest on the Songwriter Connection. Now, the next couple songs that we're going to do from Judy are going to be live around this dining room table, like we like to do. That's what I love most about this show. So stay with us. Quick break. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
Yes, and if you're listening on YouTube, I know we're not a video podcast as of yet. We're thinking about that. We may do that. You know, we were actually live not too long ago on TikTok for a show. We may do that. We're experimenting with a bunch of stuff. But I'll tell you, the point is, if you go to YouTube and you click that subscribe button and that like button, you'll keep up to date with us on YouTube, and it will help us immensely. We certainly appreciate that. We are approaching 1 million worldwide streams. And we're going to have a huge party September 28th, the end of this month, at the Commodore Grill. And a lot of the folks that you hear on this show are going to perform that night. So we're looking forward to that. So, Judy Pastor, congratulations on this great new record.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to love it.
I do.
Yeah.
I love it.
How many albums now? Is this the third one for you?
This is actually the fifth.
Fifth? Wow.
But it's like that's including, yeah.
Yeah.
Going back a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fifth.
And with everyone, you learn more and you come a little bit farther along and you grow as an artist, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My whole life is just like growing. I'm like, do I get to stop at any time?
No.
I guess not.
Yeah. It's like, what do you do next? You work on the next project.
Yeah, right? You just work on the next project. And, yeah. You know, like for me, I'm focused more on the band right now.
Are you?
Yeah, I am, because I like it. It sounds good. The songs sound better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to go out and tour and stuff like that.
Sure
and,
you do.
You know, I'm not going to necessarily bring these guys out with me. I mean, these guys are Nashville players, you know.
Right.
Well, Tyler could come out, the drummer. Uh-huh. But, you know, it's kind of a whole interesting thing. But definitely, like, booking some local shows. And
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've been focused on that. I'm still writing a lot. You know, I
got
so many songs. And
yeah. You were telling me it's hard to pick. You get so many songs, yeah. It's hard to pick what you're going to put on the
next record. Right. Yeah, you were saying that too. It's really like, it's such a great, it's not a problem at all. You know, you just keep writing and then you're like, well, this one's good. This one's good. I like this.
Yeah.
And then you just whittle it down, you know. But right. we already have like another EP album, you know.
Wow.
I mean, but I'm not going to do that right yet.
Yeah, yeah. I get you. I understand.
Yeah.
So how about something else from this album that you can play for us live around the table? That's one of my favorite things to do, live around the table.
Of course.
That's why we do this.
And I love being around this table. We've written a few songs around
this
table.
We have written some, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not recently. We have to fix that.
No, yeah, we do have to fix that.
I remember last one we wrote was a real rocker. I mean, we rocked it.
The one that you made your own?
Yeah. Did I make it my own?
Is this the one you play a lot, right?
Yeah.
The love, what's it called?
Love don't die? Love can't die. Something like that.
Love.
Can't kill love.
Can't kill love.
Can't kill love.
Oh, Dave rocks that song. It has been amazing to hear you do that song.
I think we pulled you out of your comfort zone a little bit with that one.
No, not really.
No? Yeah.
No, I mean, it was just like, I was like, oh, okay, we're going in this direction, because it just turned out to be such a rocker. But I was good with it. Absolutely.
I always had a hard time remembering all the words.
Yeah. Oh, you do it great. Y'all look for that song. Dave, did you record it yet?
No, it's not out there yet.
Okay. So I'm going to do the title track.
Yeah.
This is called Road to the Sun.
Yeah.
And
love, an answer in the world. mine, my road to the sun. It's a million-mile trip, it's a five-minute drive. It's anybody's guess when you finally arrive. Call it El Sol down in old Mexico. Don't need an El Camino to go in. Cross that line. It's a state of mind, my road to the sun. The sky is on fire, it's burning like a live wire. Wings on my tires, riding like a high.
Incredible Road to the Sun. That's the title cut of the new Judy Pastor record. You're with us at the dining room table here on Songwriter Connection. I saw you wrote that with Billy DeLuigi, Billy D, as we like to call him, Bill DeLuigi, and Steve Dean, are two amazing songwriters. And I don't know about you, but every time I write with folks, especially their level, I learn. I take something from it. Tell me some of the things you've learned with working with great guys like that. Both have been on this podcast, by the way. Did they bring you to a new level, or...
Well, Bill is my first co-writer.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Wow.
Back in Philadelphia.
You've known him a long time.
I have.
Yeah. You started in Philadelphia writing with him?
Yes.
Wow.
Before we moved here. Before either of us moved here. So he moved here before I did, but I kind of followed suit.
Uh-huh.
So I've been writing with him for a long time. So he's one of our best friends, you know, and there's a lot of history there. So it's really easy to get together and write with him and bring...
Right.
My ideas to the table. He has definitely been like the highly responsible for bringing me to, better, helping me hone in on the craft of songwriting.
Mm.
Just naturally, he's just a very good songwriter.
Yeah.
And I think that I have there's some natural talent there. I mean, you have to have some natural talent.
Yes, you do.
But it's up to you how far you want to take that in terms of, the craft.
Right.
And so he's really helped me a great deal. And then Steve Dean's just been an absolute joy. I mean, I met Steve not that long ago. I think it was 2022.
Mm-hmm.
We've been writing since then. So maybe like a year and a half.
Wow.
And we have a bunch of songs.
He's written some big hits.
He has written some big hits. And he's just a joy to write with. I mean, he's just he's become one of our best friends as well. And, I haven't known him as long, obviously, so we don't have the history.
Yeah.
But great camaraderie in the songwriting.
Oh, yeah.
He, Bill, and I have started writing as a trio.
When you get a team like that, where the magic seems to happen, you got to keep that together, don't you? You just keep booking,
I think you keep booking it as long as it's got energy to it,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's over, it's over. But it seems like it's like any relationship, But, I mean, I'm definitely... It's not like a marriage because you don't have to commit to it.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way, I mean, I do care about it. I care about the people who I write with, and it's obviously it's important because you have to find people that you really connect with to write with, And I have written with a ton of people here in Nashville, and I hope that it continues. I've got some new co-writers actually in the next month. I've got two new people that I've never written with that I'm looking forward to writing with. So, you never know.
Never know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think it's good to write around like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I say, you bring a little something And like I say, I learn a little something with every new person I write with.
Yeah.
You know? It brings you to another level. Do you write much by yourself anymore?
Mm-hmm. I do. I mean, I've been like writing a little bit by myself recently. So my stuff is sounding, I'll tell you what's weird, Dave. Mm-hmm. So we're watching this, we've been watching Wildfire. It's like on Netflix. It's like a series back from the, between 2004 and 2008, I think was when they said they filmed it. But it's got like all this whole like singer-songwriter soundtrack, which we didn't know when we started watching it. Yeah. And it's like got four seasons. And every time I hear a song, I'm like, it's like I hear my songs. Like I can, it sounds like my songs, like not like exactly, but I could hear like my song being that song on there. And anyway, I think it inspired me because now I'm writing songs that are like, they sound, all I need is a music supervisor.
There you
and a production company or studio in my house. And I'll be set for that for film and TV.
Yeah. But you've had some success with some sync stuff, haven't you?
A little bit. Yeah. We had like a Christmas song that got placed. And actually, that's supposed to come out in this holiday season.
Nice.
Yeah. It was supposed to come out last holiday season. I mean, I got the placement. It's a Lifetime. I think it's Lifetime.
Lifetime movie.
Christmas movie. And but then they went on strike last year.
Oh, that's right.
And it pushed
it. About the strike.
Yeah. It pushed it up to this year. So it's supposed to come out. Holiday 2024.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
This year. We'll look for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year.
Very good.
Yeah.
One of the things I love about you is in reading about how you like to give back and you have a passion for helping other people. Mm-hmm. And you've done a lot of that, haven't you?
I mean, I like the ladies at the Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. I've been going and doing music and like a coffee house they do special for, they have like a residency program at the Nashville Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. And it's like
right next to the City Winery, right?
It is. Yeah. It's right next to the City Winery. It's massive.
Yeah. Big. Yeah.
But that's the men's mission.
That's the men's. Okay.
The ladies were there for a while when they were renovating, but they're back at their own space now, their own building.
Okay.
But so they offer the ladies at the mission to be in this program that's like called the Hope Center. And it's a faith-based recovery.
Okay.
So not all the ladies get to do it. Not all the ladies want to do it, but some do. And and so I go and sing with them.
Nice.
And I've been doing it like for several years now. And I usually go like once a month. And it's just something I love doing. And I love those ladies. And I've met a lot of different groups of them because they graduate. It's actually like a graduating program.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then they have like a transitional housing.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the ladies
great
are like,
work.
Yeah.
It's got to be fulfilling.
It's very fulfilling. Most of them come out of, well, it's obviously drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they're in recovery from that. But it's also like abuse.
Mm.
Different like things that have just worn away at their lives. And then they end up homeless and have an addiction. And so here come, you know, they end up at the rescue mission. And then we come in and. There's like a group of different artists around the city that do this.
God bless you for that. That's really fantastic.
I really love it. So.
Weren't you doing some teaching too?
Yeah, I was up until 2020. I was doing special needs, like music for special needs kids.
Oh, that's great.
And I did some adults too. Mm-hmm. Not adults, but like older, like 18. Yeah, that's an adult.
Sure.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
18 years old. But it kind of like just fell apart in 2020. And then I just never went back to it. I haven't gone back to it. I mean, I'm capable of it, but.
You were teaching them songwriting?
No, I was actually doing like a music program with them. And I have taught songwriting a little bit though with I did like there's a camp in Nashville for people with Down syndrome. And I did songwriting with them.
Oh.
I don't know, you know, like so different great. Stuff like that. I mean, I definitely have like a connection to like, I don't know what you call it, but like the underdogs, like the people that don't have a voice or I don't know. I just
try to
it's just nice to like be a giver instead of a taker. I get tired of taking. It's like, God, that sucks.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Man, that's good. So any songs come out of that experience?
Well, I feel like nothing specific, but interestingly enough, they love my original songs. Like they love the songs from Road to the Sun.
Mm.
And they know some of my other songs, except like a lot of the women that graduate, then they take that record with them, you know. It's like, and then I get the next, I mean, I'm always writing new songs. Mm-hmm. So when I go there, I do some worship like music with them, but then I do my originals too.
That's good.
Yeah, and because a lot of my originals have, they're not gospel, but they kind of have themes, like what you just played, like Growing Pains. Yeah. I mean,
spiritual theme. Kind of.
They're spiritual, or they're just like life themes, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be spiritual necessarily, but it's just like, I don't know, like the women, they just like the songs, you know, and they're like, oh, can you play Chop Wood, Carry Water? Or can you, you know, play Growing Pains or whatever? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
You've got new songs, and one that you're going to play for us that isn't on the record, but maybe on a record in the future.
Yeah, it's definitely, we're definitely going to cut this one. Will you turn my volume up just a hair?
On your headphones?
Yeah, like my vocal, yeah.
There you go. How's that?
I think that'll be good, yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Tell me the story behind the song.
Yeah,
song.
I wrote this one, just Bill D and I wrote this, Bill D. Luigi and I. He had this idea for, he had heard, I'll try to make this really brief. He had heard that on any given day around the earth, there are 16 sunsets. And we were like, I was like, that is like the coolest thing. I didn't know that, you know? Did you know that? No,
I did not know that.
Now, that's because you actually have to be like an astronaut to like see the 16 sunsets.
Yeah,
like stationed at the space station, I think. But we didn't know that, so we wrote this like epic kind of love song, which you'll hear, based on like there's nothing like, you know, and the world has 16 sunsets, but like nothing compares to you, kind of like vibe.
Yeah,
and but then we found out, you know, it's not exactly true. Like, I mean, we can't see 16 sunsets ourselves. We have to be like, whatever, wherever this, I don't really understand it. But Megan, my husband, was actually the culprit. He was the one that found out. He dug around and he was like, hey, this song isn't exactly accurate. And I was like, hey,
in what
I don't
way?
Care.
I guess you can watch one set, get on a plane, the next night watch it, you know, and keep doing that. You need at least 16 days, right?
Yeah. So then Bill D. Luigi was like, oh, I think we need to change the lyrics. And he came up with some new stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'd already played it out live. And I was like, no, I love this song. I'm not going to.
I think I've heard you or Bill in a round do this song. And I do like it a lot.
Okay, really? You think you? Okay,
I
you might
I
have
may
heard,
have
it.
Heard it. I've heard this story anyway.
Okay.
So I'm anxious to hear you play it.
Okay. So this is 16 sunsets.
This is cool. Cool idea.
You're the standout in every crowded room. I don't know how I got this close to you. Something about the light in your eyes when it hits just right. Hey, all I can say about the way you look tonight. I've seen the skyline in Paris, France. Took time to watch the pier lights dance and ride across the waves of the San Francisco Bay. I've seen a Memphis moon and Spanish stars reach right down, touch my heart, and this world has 16 sunsets every day. Oh, but I can't lie, they can't hold a shine to you. Ooh. These days to find a diamond is pretty rare. God knows I've been looking everywhere. Time keeps rolling and dark days come along. You'll be the one that keeps me holding on. I've seen the skyline in Paris, France. Took time to watch the pier lights dance and ride across the way. Memphis moon and Spanish stars reach right down, touch my heart, and this world has 16 or Spanish stars. Reach right down, touch my heart, and this world is 16 sunsets every day. But I can't lie, they can't hold or shine to you. Ooh, they can't hold or shine to you.
That's great. I love it. One of those message things, you know? Very good. And, you know,
thank
I don't
you.
Even care if it's true or not.
But thank you.
I Googled it while you were singing,
okay,
by the
cool.
way. Check this out.
Yeah.
Astronauts witness 16 sunrises and sunsets every day. And you know who gets to see 16 sunrises and sunsets? The people that are living on the International Space Station.
That's what I thought.
Right.
That's
now.
What I was trying to say. But
isn't that something?
Yeah, it's really something.
Yeah.
Fun facts.
I know. I swear. The things you learn.
I know. The things
on the
learn.
Songwriter
yeah.
connection. It's not just about songs. It's
that's
about
right.
life.
Space Station.
And space.
And astronauts. It's wow.
Judy, I think you've taken your whole career to new astronomical sites.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I'm really proud of the things that you do. And I wonder, before we parted, if you could tell, there's a lot of indie artists that are struggling today and to try to find their own. And any kind of encouragement and advice you could give them would be very helpful.
I would just say, I probably said the same thing last time, but it's really important to, I mean, it's great to have artists that you love, obviously, and that you listen to and influences, because everybody has influences. And then to take that and like, but make it your own and figure out your own voice. Like, your voice is so unique and beautiful. And so, you know, that's...
And there's not another one like you, right?
Well, there's really
isn't.
Not. And sometimes you'll hear voices that do sound alike, but I do think there are nuances that can separate you. And I think it's important to find what it is that makes you different, you know, whether it's something in your voice or whether it's your faith or whether it's or like your being agnostic or like, I'm just saying, like, there's so many different types of people and different singers. And I think it's just important to figure out what it is that drives you, and then let that be a part of your voice. And it just has to come together, and you have to have passion, and you have to want to work hard, because it's a very hard field.
People don't realize
it's
work hard.
And it's so competitive. Like, it's, I mean, there's only so many opportunities, but you know, I do have a favorite scripture that says your gifts will make room for you. And I feel like that is, don't ask me, it's a proverb or a song.
I love it.
But I do feel
your
like
gifts
that
will make room for
your
you.
Gifts will make room for you.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and so it's really important to be authentic in what you're, what you're doing, and then the chips fall where they fall. But
absolutely,
you know.
Oh, that's great advice. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, how old were you when you figured out where you wanted to go?
That's like all recent stuff.
All recent stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's taken me a long time to. I mean, I think when I met Megan, my husband, which was. Almost 8 years ago, because we've been married for almost 7.
Wow.
So I knew him for a year. He kind of said to me, that was after I had recorded with the Gaithers and stuff like that. And he was like, listen, he's like, you got to be all in or all out. Like, decide. Wow. I guess maybe I wasn't. It was like I was sure that I wanted to do this, but I was kind of afraid to go all in. And I think it's just been a process, like this last chunk of time of going all in, and I'm still going all in. I'm still
you are
learning.
Yeah,
you know, not to fear.
And I was thinking about the first time I met you. I didn't even know you were a singer, or a player.
Where did
know?
We meet? I don't remember.
I'm thinking we met at the Listening Room.
Okay,
you were with, I think it was through Billy Lee.
Okay,
I first met you, and then I saw you at the Commodore. Billy and I played one night, and you were there in the audience.
Okay,
and I didn't at the time. I didn't even know.
Yeah,
yeah, and then I saw you at the Listening Room, and you were there with Megan.
Okay,
yeah. And you're like, do I know you?
Oh, okay. I'm so glad you remembered all that.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. So, but then I've watched you grow over the past few years.
You have. We've watched each other because we've both been singing in some of those same circles for a while now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. I really love what you've done
Thank you.
And where it's going for you. And wish you More success.
Thank you.
Good things coming your way. And thank you for taking time to be on our show.
I love being on your show.
Thank you, Judy. You're only saying that because it's true.
No, it's really... Oh, okay.
Love you, girl.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.